sings in me now. I am the heart of the world, the heart of the world beats in me now. The light of the world shines through me.
That this started with a song, because it's one of the ways that Sufis use to open their heart even more. So I'm going to ask everyone, if you choose to close your eyes and breathe in a way that feels natural and normal to you, to rock back and forth in your chair and make sure that you're actually comfortable in your chair. Knowing that this chair is supporting you and holding you. And from there, please imagine the space between your left eye and your right eye. Imagine the space between your tongue and your belly button. Imagine the space between your breastbone and your spine. And now imagine the space between the center of your heart and the back doors of the sanctuary. Imagine the space between the center of your heart and the front of the room. Imagine the space between the center of your heart and as far as you can see on the horizon. And now imagine the space between the center of your heart and as deep into the earth you can imagine. Imagine the space between the center of your heart and as far into the sky as you can imagine. And imagine the space between the center of your heart and divine source. You can open your eyes again. And what I would ask to everyone is, what does the space inside your heart feel like? Thank you.
shines to me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm curious if anyone has an answer to the question of what it feels like in your heart.
Warm, fuzzy. if I could explain, okay, it's really hard to say this, but golden.
Yeah.
Because of the light.
Yeah.
Of God.
Absolutely. Yes, I so agree. The sun and the moon. Yeah.
Contentment. I'm full.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, contentment. I'm full is what he said. Yeah. Anyone else?
Love.
Love. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. For me, it's this infinite place where, you know, when we get into a point where we say things like, I don't know if I can handle this. I don't know if I can even begin to approach this. I bring it to my heart because I know in there, there's this infinite space. And we have access to so much there, right? So for me, these things that we naturally know that we're feeling when we spend time in our heart are so supported by so many cultures throughout the world and religions and traditions and medicines even. So I'm a practicing Chinese medicine person and I also do some Sufi healing and things like that. And so what I would say is that in Chinese medicine, we have a saying, which is that all dis-ease comes from the heart. So as practitioners, when we're seeing someone may come in with an injury, but secretly there's this other track running, which is, what's the role of the heart here? Where's their spirit? What's happening there? And the way that I think about the anatomy of the heart is absolutely what you're saying, which is that, and in Chinese medicine and in Sufi thought, there's like all these drawings about it where God, the universe, source, however you want to say it, comes through the back of our hearts and it shines through the front to the people that we interact with. And so for so many people, what I would say is sometimes the back of our hearts are really constricted. We're not letting in the source, this infinite source that's always available to us. And for other people, man, we're getting that. But the front isn't open. That's not loose enough to let the light shine through, right? So this is the way that I think about the heart. And for me, it's about shining the infinite through us and looking at each other, knowing that my anatomy is the same as all of your guys' anatomy. That when I look at each of you, the light of divine love, source, God, is coming through each and every one of you. And that you're all resourced. Every single one of us is resourced. So a question that I have been obsessed with in alignment with this is, what does it feel like to do something with heart? And by with heart, I mean trusting, knowing who I am in my fullness, knowing that I'm resourced, knowing that this is just the way the world works, even though maybe everything outside of me is in disagreement about that. So I start to ask silly questions like, can I write an email with heart? Can I do my taxes with heart? I mean, boy, if there's any surer way to like go into what I'm going to talk about next, it's doing your taxes, right? Can I introduce myself with heart? Can I speak in heart voice? Can I listen with my heart? So I'm going to do a little demonstration here about introducing in heart, which is, this is something we do at Life in the Heart on Fridays fairly often, which is if we put our kind of consciousness here into our chests and open up our hearts, and we say something simple like, my name is Laura, and I live in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And if we pause for a second, you'll continue to hear the song that is me. But I can absolutely ruin this heart voice thing by going up here into my head and saying, my name's Laura, I'm a birth doula. I am a little annoyed with my dishwasher right now because it needs something and I'm not sure what it is. Like, I can be up here and mentally start thinking about the things I need to tell you about who I am and what I do. And it's very different then. My name is Laura, and I was born in Lewiston, Idaho. And the details about what I said don't really matter, right? So all of this cultivates your connection to source, to the beloved. You know, if anyone's familiar with Rumi's poetry, this is the reason why there's statements in Sufi poetry about the lover and the beloved. This is our infinite nature. This is who we're connected to all the time. This is the first marriage. This is the relationship that is bigger than any other personal relationship I have in my life, and it's the relationship that I have with God, my beloved. So it's really easy for me to come up here and talk about it this way, but for most of us, there's more than just this lovely infinite voice in us. There's a lot of voices in our head, right? Not just this. And even it can feel like not just in our heart. There's a lot of things going on in there. And I feel that what we just talked about is a voice of trust. And the other voices are often voices of judgment. They're either voices of judgment of others or of ourselves. And when we are listening to those voices more, we're seeing the world without that heart connection. In somatics and nervous system theory, we would talk about this as your state, your nervous system state, determines the story that you are telling yourself. So if you're scared and in fight or flight, the statements you say to yourself about the way the world works are scared. The stories that you say about who you are as a person can be very scary. Heart connection and being connected with this infinite thing that's inside of us is a physiology of trust. It is a place of connection. From that place, we can say, I know how the world works. I know that the world is a generous place. I know I am safe because that safety comes from within me. But then there's loss of heart with these voices that happen to all of us. And what does that look like? Well, my teacher, Thea Elijah, she has this great thing where she talks about it. where she's like, imagine the scariest soundtrack you can think of. And then put the statements behind it of, I always, it will never, I should do this, the world will always be this way, it will never change. I mean, it's doom, it's gloom, it's thunder, it's lightning, it's bats swooping down. It's despair. It's the drama. When I hear people say, we need to do something, we must act. We need to take action to save the world. We should, or this is always what happens. I hear voices that are in loss of heart. So I'm going to give you a little story about my time doing birth work, which I still do. And I think there's not a single birth that I've been to that doesn't have this moment. And we affectionately call it the come to Jesus moment, where the woman has this moment where she goes, I cannot do this. You need to cut this baby out of me. We are going to the hospital. Like, and I do home birth work, guys. So this is what's happening is, I can't do this. This isn't happening. The baby is not doing it. It will always happen. The baby is stuck. I think any woman here who's given birth can remember exactly what they were thinking when they got to this point. So what I would say as the people who are there supporting this woman, we never say to them, you will do this. What we say is we look at them and we say, you are. You are doing this. Your baby is here. They are already here. And this comes to one of my favorite mystical sayings, which is, there is nowhere to go. There is nothing to do. You are already here. It is already done. Every single woman, we have that lovely come to Jesus, and they have a baby within, 45 minutes to an hour. Every time, without fail. Without fail. Another way I would put this is often at Life in the Heart, we say, if you want to save the world, be yourself without condition. Be this person who is connected to Source, who knows your relationship with God. What I love about the work that I do is that so many of these ideas are echoed in so many places. And this is also echoed in New Thought. One of my favorite New Thought authors, I feel like she's kind of an unsung hero because she's not as popular, is Elizabeth Towne. And she was a student of Emma Curtis Hopkins, and as were the Fillmores. So they were peers in that group. She said that there are two worlds, and that these two worlds are representative of the soul breathing. You inhale the world I am, and you exhale into the world I do. So we're not of the world of doing. We sit in the world I am, and we breathe it in, and we kind of pump ourselves up with this I am-ness. And then just the action is just as simple as exhaling into the world. So then I'm thinking in my head, I know they're thinking, but what do you do when you're in loss of heart? That's what I'm always like, I know. When you find that those voices are stronger, and we all know them, and I encourage you to write them down because we all have the same phrases. They are on repeat. In loss of heart is a very easy pattern for each of us to recognize in our lives. It's time to pause. It's time to reorient. It's time to get the love back up to 41 or 51%. Because what I would say to anyone who's in this space is, they go, it's either all or nothing. And that's your nervous system talking, by the way. This binary, it's either all or nothing. Either I'm in complete despair or I'm on the top of the world. And I'm here to say all you have to do is get the capital L love to 51% voting majority. That's all. And this is different for everyone. This is something that naturally arises in our hearts. So the way I pursue this is, like I said, with the first marriage. The relationship between myself and the divine. Honoring the still small voice of my heart and trusting that completely. Not doing the laundry first. All of us wake up in the morning and there's something that our heart is urging us to do, and we often don't do it. We do the laundry. Or we take care of someone else first. And here's the deal. I have seen it over and over again in my own life and other people's lives, that even if that small little action, which sometimes for me is painting, guys, so or listening to a particular song, the more that we ignore the still small voice and say something else is more important, the harder it is to get to 51%. But sometimes that one song that you listen to in the morning gets you to 60. So for me, it's about trust. Trusting that completely. No matter how silly that thing is, I guarantee you it will give you more time. You'll have more energy to help others. And the things in your life will naturally live through you. And you will save the world because you're being yourself. At Life in the Heart, 3 of our 10 principles are: we believe all human experience is an invitation to deepen your relationship with the divine. Every single thing is an invitation. And that for humans, the only expression of that free will is to accept or decline that invitation. We're not obligated to this relationship. You can't mess it up. You can say no today and yes tomorrow. You can say no in 30 seconds later, and you can say yes again. And who knows what that will look like to the external world. But I know, to me, in my heart, it's about how open it is versus how closed it is. There are no conditions for our existence or that relationship. So from that place, when I look out at all of you, at the world, at my life, I trust it. I'm so happy to rest in that trust and kind of feel that knowing that my life is living through me, not me living my life. And that's because it's in partnership, hand in hand with God. And I know that every single one of you is doing the same. And so what I would invite everyone here to do is to focus on that relationship, to know that that is the only thing, and that all the action and the changes that you think you need to make or that you should make will come naturally through that relationship because we trust it. Thank you. Continue the conversation. We do meet on Fridays at 5:30 for Life in the Heart, and you're always welcome to reach out. And I'd love to continue that conversation because I know that this is something that feels really simple yet very, 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 very complicated. And I promise you, it's not. It just takes practice of letting your mind move out of the way and letting your heart be in charge. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Living the life in the heart, from the heart, in the heart, all of it. Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. We have a song we want to do. It's a little bit about heart as well. So here we go. I look up and I see God. I look down and see my dog. Simple spelling, G-O-D. Same words, backward, D-O-G. They would stay with me all day. I'm the one who walks away. But both of them just wait for me and dance at my return with glee. Both love me no matter what, divine God and canine mutt. I take it hard each time I fail, but God forgives, dog wags his tail. God thought up and made the dog. Dog reflects a part of God. I've seen love from both sides now. It's everywhere. Amen. Bow wow. I look up and I see God. I look down and see my dog, and in my human